Well, you're a happy man.
Happy, definitely happy.
Good second half performance.
Yeah, the start of the, what do you call it? The second half when we pushed on made a difference. We got that 6-point advantage. And look, we took it on from there. We nearly kicked ourselves away by missing so many chances, but it was nice to get there.
Yeah, and you did a good job during the week because you knew you were going to be at out Paddy and Cahill and the lads just drove on. You just got on with it, didn't you?
Well, you did a good job because no one gave us a chance. I'll go to say my piece now and don't interrupt me. We heard last week the player of the week was from Modlin Town. They gave us no chance. It was all Modlin Town this Modlin Town. Even I heard, from Wexford TV, it was all Modlin Town. They never gave us a chance. I told you last year, we won the Dublin Premier under 21 6 years ago. No one gave us any credit for it. Yeah. This year, no credit again. Last year, no credit against Buffers Alley. It's all one-sided. The lads are a great bunch of lads. We were missing 9 players from last year's team. Or even wrong pitchers in the programme today. It's under Gusaran, not across the Big Ballymoran. So maybe it's the fact we're a small club that we're not being given the credit.
Yeah,
that's my idea.
I have to say, Dermot, that I didn't.
Oh, I'm not blaming you. And I said the last year, 6 years ago, when they won the Premier Hurling Football Under 21. I keep going back to this and it sticks in my heart. There was no report on the Under 21 football that night on South East Radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay? That sticks in my heart still. Those people went home that night. Listen, as I said, we were never being given any credit. So as I said, that drove us on this week. It was all Modlin Town. They were tweeting this, tweeting that. We knew the lads were gone from last Tuesday.
Yeah.
Big loss to us.
Yeah.
We knew that. But they're a great bunch of players. One second. They're a great bunch of players. They've come up along. Thank all the lads that have coached them from under 10 up along. It's all their
Woo!
Work. We only had to do a bit of tweeting on things and they've done it. Again, we were missing 9 lads from last year. Again, through injury, through fellas giving up, the lads gone away. And it just shows you the character. Even last week against Gorey, we were nearly out of the game. Last few minutes we got on. And what more can I say? Just to thank all the supporters, our current sponsors, our previous sponsor, Liam.
You better mention your current sponsors.
Well, they're called DHD. Yeah, Padraig. I was talking to him there. He's done a great job for us. Offered us anything this year. The whole committee, the whole club, it's all their work. So just thanks everyone that's after thanking us, wishing us all the best. And we look forward to next year.
And obviously, looking at the game itself, you obviously regrouped at halftime. You knew the first half wasn't good enough.
Well, we knew, it wasn't. But we knew if we were in the game at halftime, we'd push on in the next half. And that's what they did. And when we got that 6 points ahead of them, we knew then we started, when we got them and kept the crowd quiet, that it helped us.
And that lovely diamond you had, Ronan as centre-back and the two lads in midfield, Connor and Paddy and Oisín. It worked well, didn't it?
No, they did very well now. And we got Ronan to sit back in that pocket, which we knew what their attack was, going to aim for the guy full forward. He held that pocket, but then, as you said, that diamond worked the ball really well between them all.
Yeah. It was obviously a big help, Dermot, that you were able to concentrate on football once the hurling was over. It's a massive boost for both games, I think, in the county.
Yeah, everyone says that. Look, as you said, it's very hard to throw the hurl down 1 week and then kick up a football, and we find the hurling is gone and then you just concentrate, and that made a difference this year. We had loads of time to concentrate on the football, made a big difference too, sorted.
Yeah, and you know, you're right, like the club has a great history in GA and it's a great achievement because it is a small parish. You're on the outskirts of Wexford Town, so it is a small area.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't have big numbers. We're drawn from a small crew, we know it ourselves, we've low numbers coming up underage again. But it's just to keep that work in and keep it going. Hopefully now, young lads seeing us winning the last 2 years, hurling and football, we can just gather the whole thing and keep the momentum going at the moment.
Brings people to the field.
Sure, naturally it does, yeah.
It's a great year.
Okay,
it was a tough going in hurling, but the football's fantastic.
That's it, absolutely. Thanks, Lee.